Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Chukat, a new day. If we look at Parashat Chukat, we ask, what is this Parsha? What is it all about? I'd like to suggest that we can find in this Parsha the dawning of a new day. First, we have our Salvechik's interpretation. Why is it that the Parsha begins with the very inexplicable law, the chok of the idea of the red heifer, the para aduma, which defiles those who perform the purification ceremony. It purifies those who were previously defiled. It has that contradictory element. And what is it about? It's about purification from death. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, why do we have here laws of purification from death as a way of the laws telling us filling in for the narrative of 38 years of death. You see, for 38 years, Jews died in the desert. So how do we say that? Do we say, and they died, and they died, and they died? No. We tell the laws of death. For a Jew, narrative, law is narrative. Telling us the laws, that's a way of telling us, of engaging in the theme of death. When you come in contact with the dead, God forbid, you have the purification ceremony of the red heifer ashes. And this serves as a segue of the death of the previous generation. So we have the death of the previous generation represented by the laws of the red heifer, those who come in contact with the dead. Then we have a new generation, seems to behave very much like the old generation. Miriam dies, and soon we'll have Aaron dying as well. But when Miriam dies, they begin to complain. Their complaint can vaguely be discerned as any different from any other complaints of the previous generation. They seem exactly as bad as the previous generation. But it's a new day. Not in terms of their complaints, which are the same, but in terms of God's attitude. God is not going to be so exacting with this new generation. It's a new day. On this new day, we understand people are hot in the desert. They don't have water. They complain. God tells him, all right, Moshe, gather everyone and speak to the rock. Don't hit the rock. Tell them, oh, look at this. The rock is going to give us water. It's great. Everything's fine. Rambam writes that he should not convey that God is angry. God's not angry. It's a new day. And in this new day, God doesn't get angry when you ask for water. Go ahead, ask for water. We'll show you. We'll get you the water. And Moshe made the mistake of treating the new day like the old day. In the old day, it wasn't okay. It was not okay to ask for water in this very vicious way. Why'd you bring us out here to die? But now, God is not mad. You're a representative, Moshe, of the Jewish people, says the Rambam. You can't misrepresent God. God's not angry. Don't hit that rock. And he does. He hits the rock. That's the end of that generation. It's a new day. We don't need that old leadership getting angry and mad, calling them rebels. Moshe and Aaron, their term comes to an end. And therefore, we move on to a new phase. And that is that they come to a place where they're trying to reach Edom, the people of Edom, and the people of Edom will not let us pass through. The days of miracles are over. It's a new day. If the neighboring cousins of ours, Esau's children, Edom, don't want to let us through, guess what? We're not going to go through because it's a new day. And then, of course, said that Aaron would die, and Aaron indeed dies. But what a beautiful transition. I've argued before that this is one of the most moving passages in the Torah. Aaron dies, he takes off his priestly garments, puts them on Eleazar, his son, and Eleazar becomes the new leader. What a beautiful dawning of a new day with a new leader following directly in the footsteps of the great, great Aaron, of a man of a great heart. It's a new day. Then the Jews have to fight. Someone attacks us. We don't have the clouds of protection anymore. There'll be attacks. So we're attacked, whether it's Amalek or Kanani, whoever it is. And the Jews are in trouble. The captives were taking, things are not going so smoothly. But this is a new day. And Israel vows by God, Vayidar Yisrael Neder, Israel, the whole country, all the people vow, God, if you give us this land, we will declare it all a ban for God, Cherem. And indeed, they win, they destroy this enemy. They're very successful. It's a new day. The Jews are taking initiative. The Jews are involved. It's not a negative role for the Jews like before. It's a positive one. And then the Jews again, in some ways it's the old Jews. We complain. Things are hot. Things are rough. We begin to complain again. God sends snakes to attack us. He doesn't kill us. He sends snakes. It's a new day. Something we can deal with. We've got the snakes. What do we do now? And here's something new. It's a new day. The people come and they say, Chatanu. They say, we have sinned. Never happened before. The Jews repented. Not Moshe repenting for them. The Jews repented. Chatanu, we have sinned. We have spoken against you and God. Pray to God. And they have this snake, the sign of the apothecary, to cure them of this. We have a song of the elders, the leaders of Israel. The leaders are going to take a role now. The leaders are not going to be spies. The leaders are not going to be Korach. The leaders are, we sing songs about the Sarim, the great elders of Israel. It's a new day. We've got some leadership coming up along with Moshe and along with Elazar. And finally, the parasha ends with the story of Sichon. It's a new day. We're going to conquer the land of Israel. It's time. It's time to conquer Israel. And in some ways, we're there. We're ready to conquer the land of Israel. The Transjordan is conquered. And indeed, the Jews will eventually inherit that section. So, it's a new day. Now, the problem is that the next parasha, there's a sin once again. And the Jews almost fell into the total abyss. And the total destruction almost befell them once again. But it's a new day. And a Jew arises, not Moshe. His day is over. Pinchas arises. Someone else, out of the blue. And with this, the book turns a totally positive direction. Everything goes smoothly from here on in. Elders, we have Nisim, we have leaders. We have questions that are posed in an organized fashion. We have a council of the elders of Israel, the 12 tribal leaders, and the Nesi'im. Everything goes smoothly because it's a new day. The Bamidbar is a book of complaints and all kinds of problems. But eventually, Parshat Chukat, we have a transition to a new day. New day is not perfect, but God has a different attitude, a little more forgiving in this second situation. Beyond those who left Egypt, God expected more from them. God is a little kinder with them. Moshe doesn't get it. The generations move on, but now the Jews begin to get it. And they begin to repent, they begin to act, they begin to be active, and they begin to conquer the land of Israel. Because it's a new day. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Lameth congregation for our discussion of Parshat Chukat, the rise of Jewish leadership. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha, various holidays, and various mitzvot. Thank you to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thanks for joining us.